Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in and joining me in studio. Ipsy Ed.
Hey.
Ed Bondurant. Good to have you along.
I got to come up with a tagline instead of, hey.
Come up with one, man. Put that brain in gear and find something.
Yeah, it's got to wake up first.
Yeah, you got to have your own thing. And that's my kid did it the other day, Zach, out there. He quoted my at the beginning of the show, and I'm like, oh, you do listen occasionally.
Right? Well, that's encouraging. I was just talking to my nephew on the phone coming here, and I says, and I never see you comment. Oh, well, I never see Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that explains.
Yeah, I haven't been doing much Facebook either. I'm a Twitter guy. But, hey, so what we do on the Daily Drift every Saturday is go over the news that I put on the Daily Drift for you. It's the news you need to know. Yes. So make sure you're – I spend an ample amount of time on there doing that just for you, the listeners and the readers. So get out there and use it. Stay informed on the news you won't find in the mainstream media.
I mean, the labor is being expended. The energy is going out there. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, why not? It's crazy. And if you don't catch the show live here with me and Ed, you can always catch it on rednationrising.us Saturday and Sunday evenings. We're also on Spreaker anytime, SoundCloud, YouTube, you name it. We're the easiest show to find, and we are always archived at thedailydrift.com. So you can check it out there for free. And you can get a free email subscription to that. So go ahead and do it. And you've got a couple days left to get into the next issue of The Current. If you're a local business out here, we mailed 24,000 of those out, so make sure you do that. If you're interested, call 734-629-6010 and get your business into The Current. Grow like we have, 500% in the last 10 years. In these last 10 years, bad economy and all. So,
and even if you don't have a business, buy an ad, see your name in print.
That's right. Unless you put anything. Even if you're a liberal, do a liberal ad. I'll be happy to do it for you as long as you got cash. Cold hard cash. Well, let's take care of our sponsor this hour, Max Marina in Whitmore Lake. They also have a nice service center in South Lyon. Listen, I know Max Marina. They're located at 9876 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, right on the water. They have slips available. You've got to call early because they might be booked up already. But 734-449-4706. That's 734-449-4706. Or you can go to maxmarina.com and you can see some of the used boats they have available, the services they have available. You can actually rent boats there. So if you don't want to own a boat and you just want to go out for the day, you can rent one.
And do that. It's Whitmore Lake.
Oh, Whitmore Lake is a great one. That's all I can say. Yep. So 734-449-4706. Go see Josh and the guys out at Whitmore Lake.
That's
there.
Right off the exit, right?
Right at the exit. You can't miss it. Right at the Best Western there. So check them out. Okay, so we got a ton to cover. Right?
Yes.
Today.
I'm tired already.
I am tired as well. We've got a lot of tracks. Dirks, I'm sorry I gave him a lot of tracks late.
He can
handle
it. Our
emails weren't working properly,
because.
But there's a ton of work. So, Derek, thank you so much for everything you do every Saturday for us. And you know what? It's your birthday
Happy
tomorrow.
Happy birthday to Derek.
Yes, there you go. We won't sing because we can't sing.
Yeah.
but happy birthday to you, man, tomorrow. So, well, let's start out. We got Joe from Line One. So let's just take Joe before we even get into the meat, right? Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You ambushed me.
Yeah, thanks for chiming in on the topic. What is the topic?
The Senate race we've discussed several times, and you are very serious for very good reasons about trying to draft Kid Rock for the U.S. Senate race, and I'm very serious for different reasons to draft Roger Penske for the Senate race. Neither of us are likely to get our way, but there's some scuttlebutt as to who our first contenders for the primary may be, and I figured we should discuss that.
Yeah, well, go ahead. We've got a lot to cover, but let him
Joe's a competing faction. I don't think we should give him airtime.
Go ahead. Who do you got?
And I would be remiss if I didn't say people need to further discuss this on the Thanks a Lot, Debbie, and we mean that sarcastically.
Yes.
Facebook group.
Yep.
Go there, join there, and you'd already be up on this news. But seen reports, Brandon Hall, West Michigan Politics Newsletter, is reporting that Brian Calley may shock Michigan and decide that Schutte may be too much of a shoe-in that he might run for the Senate race rather than governor. And I thought I'd get your thoughts on that. There's both good and bad in that, of course.
Ed likes Brian Kelly for that.
No. I think he's safer as a senator than as a governor.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to go somewhere,
Colbeck for governor. I'm going to say this to all of Southeast Michigan right now. Brian Kelly, don't waste your time. Don't waste our time. You are the worst of rhinos. I don't want to see you anywhere in Michigan government because you are a complete waste of time. And please, sir, whatever you do, Mr. Kelly, just disappear. Because, you know, I don't want any more of your crap and Rhino Rick's crap in the state of Michigan. Just go away. How's that sound for you, Joe?
Hey, good. I was wondering how long it would take. He's not red yet.
I am not a Brian Kelly fan. I think he's one of these namby-pamby, go-along-to-get-along rhinos. He's a piece of human garbage in my book. Don't waste our bloody time. That's what I got to say about Brian Kelly. Gosh, was that harsh?
How do you really feel?
I disagree with that, but given the alternative of Stabenow, he may be the only potential real choice there is, unfortunately.
And I'm with you on
that. I don't like saying that. I don't like settling. I'm not happy. His vote, tie-breaking vote in the Senate to give us the gas tax after we resoundingly said no, is the most major negative against him that may cost us that election if he is indeed the nominee.
Yeah. I won't, Joe. He's not winnable. He's not winnable as governor. He will lose to Gretchen Whitmer in a heartbeat. And he won't win against Debbie Stabenow. And if the Republican Party does not get up and get some of the people you and I have talked about before, the hell with the Republican Party for Michigan. Because you know what? They are a bunch of losers.
Care. It shows they don't care.
Yeah. The Republicans' response in the last 6 years now, whatever, has been piss poor in Michigan. And I just can't deal with it any longer.
Language.
I'm sorry. But I just can't. I'm done. If you can't put up somebody who can win, stop wasting our time, and I'm going to vote U.S. Constitution Party or somebody else. I'm not giving the Republicans here in Michigan any more of my time or effort. The heck with them. I'm done.
Yeah.
There's a big if there, though,
whether
right?
Whether somebody can win or not, there's also rumor of a Republican activist, Lena Epstein. I don't know her personally. Do you?
I do not, but you know what? If she's willing to get up, I mean, for Pete's sake, Pete Hoekstra didn't even debate Debbie Stabenow last time around. You know, I like Pete Hoekstra, but anyone who's dumb enough not to debate Debbie Stabenow is just, I'm astounded that they couldn't.
Hey, Joe? I'm going to contact Linda Epstein and see if we can get her on the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
I'm trying to get in touch with her. She's not gotten back with me yet, and if she does, I will definitely pass along the info because, yes, we need to hear from her. We need to know more about her. I think she's from the west part of the state. Yeah. That's why
that's the conservative side.
Directly.
Yeah.
I was hoping either of you may have or hopefully somebody in our audience does know her and can tell us something about her if she is indeed a good conservative, as the scuttlebutt that I've heard is that she's supposed to be.
Right. Yeah, well, all I got to say to anybody that's running in 2018 for any office here in Michigan, or if you're a Republican, you better get off your butt, make the decision, and start running because you're running out of time and money. That's what it comes down to. So anybody that's even thinking about it, announce and get to work. Because you know what? You're wasting all of our time.
2018 began November 9th.
Yes.
We are behind the eight ball already. Stop screwing around. Get going.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll say Wes Nakagiri at least had the gall to go ahead to the and put Kid Rock's name in. You know, Kid won't run. I know he won't. But you know what? Ted Nugent, do something, brother. Run. Man, put your name out there and go, and you know the rest of us will pull the weight for you. Just do it. Somebody has to do it.
Ted Nugent stepped up before. I mean, everybody knows, or maybe not everybody knows, but Ted owned and ran Wham in the past.
Did he? Oh, I didn't know that.
That's news to me.
Yeah, he broadcasted out of Wham.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know if he was direct owner, but he broadcasted out of Wham for quite some time. I absolutely remember that. I mean, he's been willing to step up and do things politically in the past. So Ted is, of course, another one, although he'd be like a Trump. I mean, he's got a lot of out there rhetoric.
Oh, speaking of out there,
that's my only concern. I think Ted would, there would be some people.
There'd be very little crossover vote for Ted.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Joe, great calls, man. I think as always, you've got some stuff. If you get a hold of the Epstein lady, get hold of us and let her know that we'll certainly put her on.
Okay, take care, brothers. Love you.
All right, love you too. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, so the first thing we're going to get into here is the sheer insanity. If you've not been watching the news, and normally Fox News has some Democrats on, pundits and campaign people, they're at least they come across as calm. And lately, they're all just emotional. It's absolutely crazy. We've seen Anderson Cooper had to go out and apologize because he talked about something really nasty on a show and talking about Trump. And it's the insanity is just crazy. I can't understand it. But, Dirk, do we have track one? All right, so this is Maxine Waters. She is the poster child for crazy. And let's get her on it. You know, I feel the same way.
It's like watching some comedy movie when you watch her be interviewed. Like, is this real?
All right.
This is a parody.
Yeah, so I want you to listen to this. It's like a two-minute clip, but even the guy that's interviewing her kind of misses right around the two-minute mark something she says. I want you to listen. I'll point it out after. Go ahead and play that.
Yes. I want to define what you mean by collusion, because what you're talking about seems more circumstantial to me. Bank records, perhaps contacts that were of a nebulous nature. Who knows why Flynn was talking to the Russian ambassador? It could have been, it seems to have been, about sanctions. Collusion to me is very specific. It means that the Russian government or actors within were trying to elect Donald Trump. But I want to know what collusion means to you, because that seems to be the standard by which you're saying he should be impeached.
Yes, absolutely. I am talking about strategies that were developed working with the Trump campaign. I really do believe that much of what you saw coming out of Trump's mouth was a play from Putin's playbook. I think that when you saw him absolutely calling Hillary crooked, lock her up, all of that was developed. I think that was developed strategically with people from the Kremlin, with Putin, and I think it's more than bank records. I think that you can see that visits, you know, to Moscow were made during the campaign by Manafort and others. I think it's a lot more absolute.
So you think the Russian government developed the talking points for the Trump campaign?
I think that there was a cooperation in developing strategy about how they could ensure that Hillary Clinton was not elected. They need Trump. Trump will be there to support lifting those sanctions. That's what they really want to happen. They want to drill in the Arctic. Tillerson has negotiated a multi-billion-dollar deal with Exxon to do that drilling. They can't get the equipment, the supplies, and all that they need until the sanctions are lifted. They want Trump. Not only will he support lifting those sanctions, he also will turn a blind eye to the expansion that Putin is trying to do. He does not care about them having invaded Crimea, and he does not care whether or not this egotistical maniac Putin is attempting to reunite the whole Soviet
Union. I know we need to go soon, but just to be clear, there has been no actual evidence yet.
No, it has not been.
Okay. I just wanted
no, it has not.
Clear.
Okay, no evidence. Hey, woman, what is wrong with you? Go take a pill and sit down somewhere. It's absolutely – and here's what really bothers me more than anything. So why pull this? Scandal on the Trump-Russia conspiracy? Maxine Waters has lots of money invested with Russia. Hello? Hello? Lady, what are you talking about?
And where does she get lots of money to invest anywhere? A government employee.
Yes. Her 2015 disclosure statement details her family's investments in BlackRock's Russia-connected global allocation and balanced funds. It's looking to me like $2 million? Now, how does Maxine Water have $2 million on a $174,000 salary?
Yeah.
I don't care that she's been there 20 years. It cost you $174,000 to live in Washington, D.C.
Well, she sleeps in her office. So.
Oh, no. I guarantee you she's not like some of our guys sleeping in their office. That I know is not happening.
You know, she's saying that the talking points came straight from Putin. And I'm saying, I don't know. Those are words I've used, and I didn't get them from Putin.
Well, let me tell you this, right? Putin is not a marketing guy out there calling people names. He puts them in jail or kills them. What is wrong with you? He's out there calling people names. Hey, show me one report where he called somebody a name. He just kills his competitors or puts them in jail.
But, you know, God. Well, what, the James Brown hairdo?
Let's not go. I don't want to demonize and pull Alinsky tactics on Maxine Waters. She speaks for herself and demonizes herself with her own stupidity. Let's take a call from Will, who's got a question about one of my Facebook posts, maybe. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, oh, heck yeah, you got a great Facebook. thank you for having me in here. Yeah, I did have a question for you. So I was reading this particular item about somebody co-opting the Gadsden plan from Citizens for Freedom.
Yes.
Tell me, I mean, I'm reading it. What is it? I know it's a teachers union. What are they glomming on to the Gadsden, thinking that they're actually about freedom being a union?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sometimes they kind of co-opt. And I think this happened before the election as well.
I'm not
hearing
him well, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So it was an article on thedailydrift.com.
Yes.
And it's about actually, it was from Michigan CapCon. All I did was link it to Michigan CapCon. So you can go to Michigan Capital Confidential, which is a great website. People, if you're not catching the stories that I put up, go right to Michigan Capital Confidential and check them out.
And you can get there through the
drift. Yeah. So that was, I'm glad you picked that up. That was a great,
but
great
I didn't
article.
Catch the topic.
Well, there was a union, pro-union posting on Facebook that kind of makes it look like they're Tea Party people, but they're union people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, teachers union stuff. So, yeah, that's what else? Go ahead,
Will.
That's
the only way they get around this, you know, because they know that unions are not attracting anybody.
Yes, yes.
Originally, when Jimmy Hoffa put it in, he knew it was just a big, giant scheme to get money.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing is you know what? If you're a good union and you're serving your members, more power to you. You know what? I think having the freedom of employment, you know, allows you to make the unions better because they're going to have to offer some kind of a value for the money that they charge their members. And that's all I'm asking.
Absolutely, folks, get out there and get on this site because, man, it makes me mad sometimes, Gary.
No, I'm sorry. Well, but that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get people active, you know, get that news because if you don't get it here, where are you going to get it?
Right. But it's not against you. You're just putting it out there.
Yeah.
It just makes me mad. Because
don't shoot the messenger.
If it wasn't for, you know, diligent people like yourself and your partner here, we wouldn't know. And, you know, that makes even WAAM so important to this area, too, you know, and getting that voice out because media is just so bent towards the left. They're not going to say anything bad about themselves.
Yeah, this is one of the truly independent, mm-hmm. conservative, common-sense radio stations in the entire country. It's that simple.
Sure.
Theron and Linda do a fabulous job here, and if you're not advertising on this station, doggone it, you should be. You know, call Linda, call me, call Derek, call Ed, call anybody down here and advertise with the station because you know what? It helps. It really does. So, and we try to bring that quality programming to you guys, and we get great listeners like you, Will.
I love you guys. God bless you. I know it's not politically correct to say that, but I've never been politically correct.
Hey,
you guys, take care.
Yeah, you too.
And
thanks,
well, God bless you too.
Yeah. Well, God is always welcome on this show.
Amen.
And in this station. So there you go. Well, Derek, it's not just the crazy Democrats and the crazy pundits in the media that are going off on this. It's some of our GOP elite as well. And here's Lindsey Graham, the most backstabbing rhino next to John McCain, in Washington, D.C. You got track two ready? This is after the appointment of, I wanted to hit this, special counsel, not special prosecutor, you morons. Stop calling it a special prosecutor. I don't care what station or what side you're on. He's a special counsel, which means he's there to investigate, not to pull charges and prosecute somebody. Special counsel. Know the difference before you open your mouth.
Now, that basically means he's going to make a report to the committee, right?
Yeah, he's going to look at anything wherever the trails go. And I believe Mueller is fair. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So I'm going to say, you know what? This could lead to places where the Democrats may be wishing, gah, what did we do? So at least I hope that's the way.
Yeah, I've seen reports that showed some stuff that he did with Obama where he kind of rolled over on Obama for a few issues.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned. He is an elite guy. I mean, he's up there. But I don't think in this particular venue that he can really get away with being shady if he were.
Yeah,
I hope he's an honorable man. Unfortunately, he is. He has been tight with Comey in the past. So
yeah, well, it's Washington, D.C. There's no other fans or butts about. Derek, roll track two. This is Lindsey Graham.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Thursday that the investigation into alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia appears to be a criminal investigation. Graham told reporters, quote, "It seems to me now to be considered a criminal investigation." Graham's remarks came shortly after the Senate met with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel on the Russia investigation Wednesday. Graham said that the creation of the special counsel will likely hamper congressional probes.
All right. So
with friends like Lindsey Graham, who needs enemies?
That's right. Him and John McCain are just the biggest backstabbing globalists on the planet, and they're screwing the Republican Party. And why? Where the heck is Reince Priebus? I heard somebody on another show asking the same question. Where is Reince Priebus? You're up there hiding out. Are you the guy instrumenting all the leaks? I don't know what, but I don't trust him. And he's certainly not out doing what's best for the Republican Party. The Republican Party needs to be staying together on this, and they're shooting themselves in the foot, shooting each other in the back, and it's disgusting. They're wasting every opportunity we have in these first 24 months of this presidency.
Well, let's be clear to anybody who wasn't, you know, who might have zoned out for a minute. The point is that this is not a criminal investigation, right? Special counsel, like you said.
It's not a,
a criminal investigation, and when somebody says that, you know, just shoot them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Argue with them and tell them otherwise and let them know. I mean, this is bad publicity.
It is unconscionable that a man of his education and his placement in the Senate would call this a criminal investigation. It is not. It is an investigation to see what is the heck is going on in D.C. And that goes across the board. You've got leaks, you know, coming out of the Trump administration, allegedly. You've got leaks coming out of DOJ. You've got leaks coming out of the FBI. You've got leaks everywhere. So, number one, we've had 2 years now, almost, of these allegations and these investigations and the Trump-Russian collusion and blah, 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 with all the leaks, the sieve that is Washington, D.C., if there was anything that pointed to it, it would have been leaked by now. Yes. And it has not been leaked. And, well, let's just move on, shall
we? Wait a minute. I want to apologize for something. I was tongue-in-cheek, said just shoot them. And obviously, I don't want anybody to shoot anybody. Let's be really clear there.
Good. Well, glad you clarified.
Yeah,
that,
sorry
about
that.
Because you are a very gentle man.
Yes.
Yes. You don't look like it. You look like a tough guy.
You're the one who turns all red in the face here.
Blood pressure city, baby. Yeah. This is how I get my exercise, right? Okay, well, let's go to number three, because let's have Dianne Feinstein, right? Her and Grassley, kind of run that Intel and Judiciary Committees, I think. Call me if I'm wrong. But I think she's on the Intel. So she is as included on everything that's been collected for the last 2 years. Derek, run track two. This is her on May 4th with Wolf Blitzer.
I know that you and some of your colleagues from the Senate Intelligence Committee drove over to Langley, Virginia yesterday to CIA headquarters, and you were briefed. Here's the question.
You don't have to provide
us with any classified information, Senator, but do you have evidence that there was in fact collusion between Trump associates and Russia during the campaign?
Not at this time.
Well, that's
all right. Not at this time. That was 16 days ago.
That, you know, if I was a lawyer, I'd say answer the question, yes or no. The answer is obviously no. But no, that's the same thing as what's-her-face Yates said at that one investigation. Well, there might be something.
Yeah.
Well, it might snow in July, too, but
yeah. It begs the question, why is Chuck Grassley, who is her counterpart, he actually runs that Intel committee because they're the majority right now. Nobody's speaking to Chuck Grassley. Nobody wants to interview him, or is he denying all interviews? But he's certainly being awful quiet. But on this show, a month or so ago, we had him come out and talk. There was a little thing, and she looked like she'd eaten something wrong out of the punch bowl, right?
Yep,
we went through that. So just in the other day, 16 days later, here's Wolf Blitzer again, digging. There's nothing there, Wolf. You can cry all you want. There's nothing there. Here he is asking her about the same question again. Go ahead, Derek, play track four.
The last time we spoke, Senator, I asked you if you had actually seen evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, and you said to me, and I'm quoting you now, you said, not at this time. Has anything changed since we spoke last?
Well, no, it hasn't. So I would depend on this investigation that we're talking about that would bring forward any criminal activity.
All right.
There absolutely has to be criminal activity, and I'm hoping that if we dig for 20 years, we might find some.
Has to be. It's amazing. All right, we got to go. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. Whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the centerpiece of President Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia is to stop any threats from Iran in the region. Tillerson met with his Saudi counterpart.
You know, at the core of our expanding relationship really are our shared security interests. America's security at home is strengthened when Saudi Arabia's security is strong as well.
The president calling the visit the first on a 9-day overseas trip tremendous. The president indicating retired Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman could be his choice as the next FBI chief, some Democrats are opposed.
Senator Bernie Sanders is strongly speaking against it. In a statement, he said, quote, Senator Lieberman's political history and his extreme views on a number of issues would make him a very contentious and divisive nominee.
Fox's Eldison Barber, several lawmakers on both sides of the aisle calling for a non-political pick. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Get ready to drive home a winner. It's Fire Keeper's Fast and Fearless Challenger Giveaway, Saturday, May 27th, with big prizes, free gas, and two brand new Dodge Challengers up for grabs. Starting at 2 p.m., you could be one of nine players to win free gas for a year, plus $1,000 in Red Hawk credits. Then the fun really throttles up. At 8 p.m., one player will win a Dodge Challenger SRT. And at 10 p.m., it's the grand prize drawing, a limited edition $65,000 Challenger Hellcat. Earn entries every day. The Fast and Fearless Challenger Giveaway kicks winning into high gear Saturday, May 27th. Fire Keepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. Get ready, get set, get your Vegas on. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. FirekeepersCasino.com. Management reserves all rights.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenko.
And good afternoon to you too, Gary.
Yes. Well, thanks for coming in and doing this with me. Because a lot of times I think, why am I wasting my Saturday. You know, why am I going to come in here and do this? And then I think, you know,
to have coffee with me.
To have coffee with you. That's part of it. But, you know, I got to say, after 5 years, 5.5 years that I've been doing this, I'm probably most comfortable in my life right here. And I want to thank Linda and Theron and all the people here at the station, because this is kind of my safe place now.
And I want to thank you for your effort, too, because think about this. You are part of the movement that got Donald Trump elected and got, you know, the progressives thrown out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're
working on it. You contributed, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll take my tiny percentile, whatever it is. But honestly, this is where I feel most comfortable in my own skin, right here behind this microphone.
Well, as opposed to work, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In my job, yes, I can assure you of that. Well, let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour is J&M Landscaping Tree Division. Now, if you got a tree that needs to be trimmed, a tree that needs to be taken down, or you need other landscaping done, 248-640-7029. Jason does a great job with his company. His guys are professional. When they take a tree down, They're gone.
It stays down.
It stays down. You won't know they'll be there. I mean, they really do a good job. 248-640-7029. I had them take a tree down in my backyard, and you wouldn't have known they were there, other than the wood that I instructed them to leave, you know. But everything else was clean. They took all the leaves. There was no excess
stuff. Vacuumed up the chips.
Oh, yeah. It was fabulous. So he's got a coupon in The Current, and if you haven't been to thecurrentonline.com, go to it. You can print off that coupon or just tell them, hey, I got a coupon. But 20% off for a first-time customer, 248-640-7029, or you can see them on the web, jandmlandscapingmi.com. Or you can just email him, j_m_landscaping@yahoo.com. Great guy. Does a great, great job. His guys are really good. So if you need a tree taken down, and don't wait till the summer storms come. Get those things down now, because you know what?
Before it falls on your roof, not after.
That's right, because we know the insurance companies won't treat you right as it is.
And don't try and take that tree down by yourself. Leave it to a professional. Ask me how I know sometime.
The shortest trip to a hospital is trying to take your own tree down.
Well, I actually started to take a tree down once. And then I ran out of gas in the chainsaw, and I walked out back to the tree again and realized there's a branch hanging over the garage. that branch is going to – oh, man, I spent the rest of the afternoon cables and pulleys when the tree did go down and go the other. But if I had not run out of gas, I'd have a new garage.
I would say if there's one thing a homeowner should never try, don't take your own trees down, folks, because you know what? The insurance company will – knock you out.
Yeah, you did what?
Yeah. Don't do it. Get a professional who's bonded and insured like Jason. He can do it for you. All right. So we're talking about Comey.
Yep.
Right? And the rumors and allegations. And folks, I want you to understand, there is no evidence. There has been no evidence after almost 2 years of this investigation. This is allegation and innuendo. It's death by a thousand cuts. They're trying to what they call, Rush called it the other day, a silent coup.
Yeah. Right?
A silent coup. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, that's what they're doing. They keep, you know, but it could. But what if it was?
Yeah.
But what if it did? What if maybe?
Yeah.
And
no,
it just keeps it in the public's eye as if it's a thing.
Yeah. Herman Goebbels at his best, trying to ruin the duly elected president and his administration that we, the people, elected. Fair and square, we won, we control it.
And they're trying to overthrow the results.
Yeah. And shame on the GOP establishment for not helping out on this and getting the agenda squared away. But let's talk about Dennis Kucinich a bit. Track 5, Derek, you got his ready? Now, this is a Democrat, Dennis Kucinich, and this is his take on what the media and the Democrats are trying to do to Trump.
How bad is this, former Congressman Kucinich?
Well, you have a politicization of the agencies that is resulting in leaks from anonymous, unknown people, and the intention is to take down a president. Now, this is very dangerous to America. It's a threat to our republic. It constitutes a clear and present danger to our way of life. So we have to be asking, what is the motive of these people? Who's putting these leaks out? Why doesn't somebody come forward and make a charge and put their name and a reputation behind it instead of attacking through the media and not substantiating their position?
You agree with me. This is a real danger when you have the intelligence community in an election season under the guise of national security that are spying on an opposition party candidate and transition team at a 600% increase rate from the years prior to the election season?
Well, we have to remember this. You know, our first allegiance is to our country. This isn't about one president. This is about the political process of the United States of America being under attack by intelligence agencies and individuals in those agencies. Yes, as you said, there might be some good people in there, but there are certain individuals who are the lifers who want to be able to direct the policy of the country. And if a president stands in their way, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, they'll just try to run that person out.
Let me just repeat what you said. You're saying President Trump is under attack by the deep state intelligence community. Fair statement?
Well, I believe that. Not only that, Sean, but it has to be pointed out in October of 2016, that same deep state overrode the decision of President Obama and Secretary Kerry to come to an agreement with Russia over in a ceasefire in Syria. They overrode it and launched an attack against a Syrian military base. So this is a problem in our country. We've got to protect our nation here. People have to be aware of what's going on. We've got to stand up for America now. This isn't about Democrat, Republican. This is about getting what's going on in the moment and understanding that our country itself is under attack from within.
All right, so
now that's a Scoop Jackson Democrat.
Yeah, that's that. I'm not a big fan of Dennis Kucinich.
No.
But you know what? He gives me hope. He gives me... You got to have that hope of having a dream. And my dream is that we still have a republic that is constitutional, that is run not by deep state bureaucrats, but is run by duly elected officials who will do what we... If I don't keep that dream, you know, we're going to die. And that's what it comes down to, right?
It reminds me of Dershowitz. I heard Alan Dershowitz.
Yes, absolutely. And a David Horowitz. Derek, you got David Horowitz?
Before we go to that?
Yeah.
Kucinich said, he used some very clear phrasing there. He said, clear and present danger.
Yes.
That's code words for the executive branch could actually take action against a clear and present danger.
Yeah.
Now, that means that basically we could use, you know, he could use the FBI to go in and root out the deep state if that's what it was. Is, you know, if we got more of Congress to buy into that, that it's a clear and present danger.
Yeah. And you know what? Here it is. Folks, it doesn't get any clearer than this. There is a cabal in Washington. And it's not just Democrats. Yep. And it's not just Republicans. It's a mixture of both and those who don't even care what they're called from a party perspective. These are people who want to consolidate and control power so they can consolidate and control you and the American way of life.
And this, you don't need a tin hat for that.
You don't. This is real. It's real. This is not Gary Tinfoil Gary doing this. This is as real as it comes. You've got track six, David Horowitz. All right, go ahead with David Horowitz.
The problem now is that we're in the midst of a crypto civil war. The Democrats have adopted the slogan of resist, which is something that partisans do to Nazis. The Democrats are determined not to oppose Republican legislation, but to overthrow the Trump government. People have to understand that. They march in lockstep. It's very hard to break off a Democrat, where it's very easy with Republicans because they're individualists and they all march to different drummers.
When Republicans resisted, we were obstructionists. We were bad guys. When we tried to hold Obama at bay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. He points out something really good there when he says, listen, Republicans are individualists, right? And for the most part, yep. You are. That's why we've got these crazy rhinos like Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, even Paul Ryan. I'm sorry, I don't trust Paul Ryan. I really don't. His wife is a Democratic lobbyist. He does, his actions speak far louder than any words that he speaks, frankly. I mean, you propped up Obama and what he wanted to do the last 6 years or 2 years, whatever he was that he's been speaker now, and I just don't trust him. Do what you got to do. Mitch McConnell, there should be a new hashtag out there, 51 hashtag. Take the Senate to 51 votes for everything. The heck with it.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yep,
stop
I'll buy that.
Letting these lousy Democrats and their crazy lunatic ways stop every little thing that we're trying to do. Just end it, Mitch. For doggone sake, if you love America, take it back to 51. I think we did that for over 100 years in the Senate.
Nobody
Why
died.
Are we now stuck with 60 and allowing our country to go to hell in a handbag?
Because the Democrats put that in. And why are we staying with their protocol?
Well, you moved toward leaks, so nice segue on your part, and I appreciate that. Derek, do you got Trek 7 already. So this is Glenn Greenwald, right, from The Intercept. Glenn Greenwald is a liberal Democrat, mm-hmm. right? And he's talking about what the deep state is doing to Trump. And is this, just like David Horowitz said, a prescription for destroying democracy here in America? Go ahead and play Glenn Greenwald.
Let's explain the use of anonymous sources. Glenn, you have said that the president's right when he says some of these leaks are illegal, meaning people are sharing information illegally. But you say it's justified. Why is it justified?
If you look at the reporting of the people who are on this panel, what you see is that some of the most important revelations that have strengthened American democracy have come from people inside the government, as Dana said, discovering information and then giving it to reporters because they believe that the people have the right to know that their leaders were engaged in illegal or deceitful conduct. That's what happened with the leakers who exposed General Flynn's lies. And although the conduct is illegal, it's also, in my view, quite noble because it strengthens democracy. The problem is that if you look at the last 8 years, there has been a very concerted war on not just sources and whistleblowers, but also journalists, implemented by not Donald Trump, but by the Obama administration. More sources prosecuted under the 1917 Espionage Act than in all previous administrations combined. Journalists such as James Rosen at Fox News and Jim Risen at the New York Times, and those of us who worked on the Snowden reporting, constantly threatened with prosecution or having our phone records subpoenaed and the like. And Democratic office holders in D.C. were virtually unanimous in the idea that people who leak information that's classified are villains, they're traitors, they ought to go to prison. And this framework has been created, both rhetorical and legal, over the last 8 years that says that people who leak classified information, regardless of how important that information is, ought to be punished. And that's the rhetoric and the framework that Donald Trump is seizing on. And it's the reason why it's been so damaging to have watched Democrats who suddenly love leaks, now that it's helping them, have waged such an aggressive war on journalism and investigative reporting over the last 8 years.
Okay. Last 8 years.
Well, you know, yeah. And, you know, he was talking about anonymous sources. And, you know, it was said that an anonymous source who must have been in the room with Trump and the Russians said that the Russians, was it the Washington Post, said that the Trump had given sensitive information. Oh, wait a minute. Breaking news. Anonymous sources are saying that the media is trying to overthrow Trump. And back to our regularly scheduled program.
I don't know that that's anonymous, though, because we see it every day. It's Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
It's Joe Scarborough. It's Mika Brzezinski. It's Rachel Maddow. They're doing it every day.
All you have to do is make an accusation and say anonymous sources, say.
Yeah.
And well, where's your anonymous source? You mean one of the five people in that room was actually willing to go outside of that room and say this happened in there? And all you have to do is narrow it down to which of the five it was?
Yeah, well, that's what drives me crazy. I mean, come on, who was all in that room that would have... Now, unless it was completely made up...
Well, I like what Putin says. Do you know, I read a report that Putin was defending... He was in Italy, and he was defending Trump, which doesn't look good for Trump. But he said, you know, I really need to talk to my ambassador. I'm really upset with him that he has yet to divulge to me what this information was that Trump gave him.
Who said he doesn't have a sense of humor,
yeah,
right?
I thought it was great.
And he offered to release the transcripts himself, right? He said, I can release the transcripts because I can show that there was nothing said.
Because he wants, well, they'd be doctored and he'd be helping his minion Trump.
Yeah, that's, you know, the insanity, is it grows by the day. And frankly, I think the American people can see it. All you have to do is watch the news, whether it's Fox, MSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC. The Democrats are literally unhinged. Well, unhinged.
You know, you had a media that never once, that now is claiming Trump is influenced by the Russians, that never once was willing to mention that President Obama was raised by a Marxist family, that he was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis, a Marxist under investigation by the FBI. This guy took him to bars as a kid, hookers, you know, pot. It was his dealer. And nobody ever – this is, folks, this is not tin hat. This is real. He really did that. Most of the audience here knows that. And yet you never saw that on ABC News.
Absolutely not. And what Glenn Greenwald said right there was very simple. More prosecutions against leakers under Obama in the last 8 years than all previous administrations combined.
Yep.
So don't talk to me about Trump being the fascist. The fascist was Obama.
Yep.
Trying to clamp down on and make
the
things
transparent
as,
administration. The most transparent administration
yes,
in America.
The least transparent administration in the history of the United States, Barack Obama. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Still want to see those college records.
All right, so you talked about Dershowitz earlier. Let's get this last
track. Did I do it again?
Yeah, that's fine. Track 8, you and I are on the same page. We got the simpatico thing going on there, right? Track 8, Derek, this is Dershowitz talking about even if there is something. Go ahead and play it.
What evidence do you see of collusion? Do you see anything?
Well, first of all, I don't see any evidence of collusion. But second, even if there was major collusion, that's not a crime. Even hypothetically, if the administration or the candidate got together with the Russians and said, please help me become president, do whatever you can to help me, that wouldn't be a crime. It would be terrible politically, but it wouldn't be a crime.
Why?
And that's why I think the appointment of this special counsel is more window dressing than anything else. He has very limited jurisdiction. He can only look at crimes. And the most serious allegations that have been made have nothing to do with criminal conduct. Collusion with the Russians is not criminal. Leaking information to the Russians that may have hurt the security of one of our allies, intelligence services, that's not a crime. Firing the director of the FBI, that's not a crime.
Wait, Alan, hang on just one second. Why, you know, the media is going hog wild saying this would be a crime, collusion, and we don't know what the nature of the collusion would be.
What's the crime? I challenge anybody in the media or in the legal process to show me the statute that would be violated if there was collusion. Remember that Ronald Reagan colluded, you could say, with the Iranian regime before the election to make sure that the hostages weren't released until after he was in office. We've had many, many instances. It would be terrible politically, but unless somebody can show me a statute, the only way we have crimes in this country is to show a specific criminal statute, and it just isn't there.
All right.
Alan Dershowitz is one of the foremost constitutional professor of law in this country, and he's one of the most devoted Democrats, too.
Yeah, a Harvard law professor. It doesn't get any better than Alan Dershowitz.
No,
right?
They don't.
It doesn't. It's just crazy. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yeah, about the conspiracy hypothesis against Trump, and you're talking about the anonymous sources. I think I have a line on who the anonymous source is. Actually, the liberal media, pretty sure they called the psychic hotline.
Excellent, Tom. Excellent.
Oh, fine. I like that, Tom.
Okay, well, I guess that's all I got then. Thank you.
All right, Tom.
Well, that was worth it.
Great
Thank
call.
You.
Well worth it. We love having a little. You know, we get so wrapped up here. It's nice to have a call.
That was good.
I'm going to bring in that little sense of humor. Always helps, you know. Alan Dershowitz is on it too. So it's not across the board, but you won't see the mainstream media talk to Alan Dershowitz like that most of the time. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to hear it. So they completely put Chris Matthews, or they don't want to hear all that. That Kate Bolden lady went off on a Navy SEAL the other day because he was speaking the truth and she didn't like to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would love to have gotten that one, but there's too much going on.
I loved watching that video though. That was good.
Yeah. So let's talk Seth Rich. Okay, we talked about him being murdered, assassinated, frankly, by the DNC, because you know what? We said long ago, you can call me tinfoil hat Gary, but you know what? The family investigator, he's now backtracked a little bit, but I think that's because there are threats going on. But the family investigator who was investigating for the family the death of Seth Rich, and it is now clear cut that the investigation has been told to not go forward at the Washington, D.C. police level, at the FBI level. Nobody wants to know why this guy died. And now there seems to be proof that Seth Rich did have some emails with WikiLeaks. Now, some of them say thousands of emails. Some people say it was just a casual whatever. But you know what? Seth Rich was murdered, shot in the back.
Suicide.
Shot in the back, wallet not taken, nothing taken from him.
Some burglary.
He was still alive and conscious, according to reports, for like an hour after the police got to him, right? They've got body camera information. There's allegedly somebody put out online the number of cameras that were in the vicinity that nobody has shown video footage of. So there is a cover-up going on here. And my hope is that if we're going to look at leaks and we're going to look at emails that went on with the DNC, that Robert Mueller looks at what John Podesta said. We are going to treat leakers accordingly and make an example of them. That was John Podesta. Mm-hmm. If you don't think he's involved in this, oh, yes. Mr. Podesta is a dirty character. And I can guarantee you part of the Clinton crime syndicate is involved in the death of Seth Rich. Because if my memory serves.
Just added to the body count.
Yeah, Seth Rich was kind of a pro-Bernie guy. And I'm thinking mm-hmm. maybe what he saw going on was not kosher with him. But Seth Rich was assassinated in my book, and I don't care what anybody says. When you get shot in the back and there's no robbery or anything, what? Really?
Who robs? Who shoots somebody in the back to rob them? Nobody.
Besides that's it, exactly right.
Yeah. And then, of course, leaves a wallet too.
Yeah.
You know?
They took nothing. So, and the police have said that. So this private investigator for the family is kind of backtracking, and I think the family themselves are now feeling a tad uncomfortable because you know what? There are big forces here at work.
Mm-hmm.
You want to think evil, giant forces behind, globalist forces behind this? There is, folks.
A shadowy organization.
It's a shadowy government, world government, NWO, whatever you want to call it. Does it make you spooky? It makes me feel spooky, you know? I look over my shoulder all the time when I'm out and about. I always look when I'm driving to see if there's somebody following me.
I just close my eyes and drive.
I just drive.
While I'm texting,
yeah. Yeah. No, it's crazy. I believe it. And Kim.com, who was the big guy, and I can't remember the whole story. We did a show on him a while back. Kim.com, who is living, I think, out of the country because he's wanted by the U.S. government. Do you remember that story? We'll have to do this next week. I'll do a little investigate. Anyways, okay. this guy, he's got a Twitter page. Go look him up on Twitter. And he is saying, and Sean Hannity is trying to work him. So don't be surprised if you might see a Skype interview or something between Kim.com and Sean Hannity. But Kim.com is saying,
he sounds like a North Korean leader. I don't know.
It's kind of looks like it, too, when you see his picture. But he's saying he has proof that Seth Rich was in contact with WikiLeaks. So there you go. The proof is there. Doggone it. Let's get Mr. Mueller, whatever, however mm-hmm. you pronounce his name, involved in this. And let's see what the heck is going on, because there are some crazy things going on in Washington, D.C. And I'm not talking Pedogate or Pizzagate or any of that stuff. I'm not even going to go there. But there is definitely some stuff going on in Washington, D.C. It is a hotbed. It's dirty. It's grimy. It's like House of Cards on steroids. It really is. I firmly believe that. Don't you?
Well, I do. I do believe it. I mean, where there's that kind of money and power involved, you don't have to be too paranoid to think that somebody's willing to kill. But they're going to be very good about that and stay very well detached from it and know how to cover their butts.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. If you want to call in, well, we got a minute left, 734-822-1600. Or you can always email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. Send your comments in, and we can talk about them on the show or do all kinds of things, but make sure you do that. And then
I'm wondering if Jenny's okay.
We haven't heard from Jenny. I heard her on Gruber's show the other day, so she's fine. Yeah, we've heard from Jenny on Gruber's show, which let's give a shout-out to Steve Gruber. He's been doing a great job mornings. I see the 9 to 12 guy, I think. Mm-hmm. No, 6 to 9. 6 to 9 guy, yep. And he's doing a great job, so our compliments to Steve
And Gruber. You know, and he takes calls, and they'll take your calls.
Yeah.
I hear Mike on there.
Yeah, him and his wife Ivy, they get great guests. So good show. Listen to it 6 to 9 on Monday through Fridays.
On all Wham.
Right. On Wham. Here on Wham Talk 1600. Derek, happy birthday tomorrow. And for the rest of you, go to thedailydrift.com. It's the news
you need to know.
And we'll see you next week. Take care.